USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At least 9 people were shot, 2 fatally, when gunmen opened fire at a music video shoot in a parking lot near Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said details are still preliminary. It appears that a group of men was filming a rap video in the parking lot of an office park. 4 people were wounded and taken to hospitals with varying conditions, but it's possible more people could have been injured and sought treatment on their own. The remains of 6 people were recovered at the site of a tour helicopter crash on a Hawaiian island. Here's Solomon Kinolo, the battalion chief of the Kauai Fire Department.
The passenger manifest confirms 7 individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered 6 sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The search was suspended due to fog and poor visibility. More searches will resume later today. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
5 people are dead after a plane crash near a post office in Lafayette, Louisiana. New Orleans television station WDSU said one of its sports reporters, Carly McCord, died in the crash. McCord's husband, Stephen Eminger, is the son of the offensive coordinator for the LSU football team. She was riding a private plane to watch LSU play Oklahoma. Lafayette Fire Chief Robert Benoit said the aircraft was an 8-passenger plane. The plane landed in a post office parking lot and skidded into a field after crashing into a car. Sydney, Australia's iconic New Year's Eve fireworks will go ahead despite the wildfire crisis to show the world Australia's resiliency, according to the Prime Minister. Scott Morrison also announced financial support for some volunteer firefighters in New South Wales, the state worst hit by the wildfires ravaging the nation. Wildfires have also flared in Queensland, Victoria, Western Australia, and South Australia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said he would not comply with a subpoena to appear before the Senate in the impeachment trial of President Trump, arguing that testifying would shift attention away from Trump's wrongdoing. The House voted to impeach President Trump on 2 articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, earlier this month. The president and some Republicans in Congress have argued that Biden and his son Hunter should testify before the Senate impeachment trial, as Biden was working to oust a former Ukrainian prosecutor because he was investigating a gas firm with ties to Hunter Biden. Astronaut Christina Koch, launched to the International Space Station on March 15th, now marks her 289th day in space, breaking retired astronaut Peggy Whitson's world record for the longest single space flight by a woman. Koch has participated in 4 spacewalks, joining astronaut Jessica Meir for history's first all-female excursion in October. She plans to venture back outside twice more in January to complete the installation of new solar array batteries for the station's solar-powered system. When Koch returns to Earth February 6th, her time in space will stand at 328 days, just 12 shy of retired astronaut Mark Kelly's U.S. record set in 2016. The all-time single flight record, 438 days, was set by cosmonaut Valery Polyankov. Whitson still holds the U.S. record for total time in space, 666 days over 5 flights. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.